All right, KFIZ News time is 10:40. Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on a Friday, June 4th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you this morning as we continue on here this morning on a Friday. Pleased to be joined on the phone line by Dr. Shervin Malayam. He recently released a scientific research study that looks at the relationship between oral health and COVID-19. Also taking a look at the infection rate, the COVID-19 rate among dentists, too. So we welcome Dr. Malayam on the phone lines here, joining us, I believe, from Los Angeles. So let's welcome him in on the phone lines here this morning. Dr. Malayam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We are doing fantastic. It's Friday. Certainly not going to complain about that, right?
I'm with you on that.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time to chat. Really interesting. Of course, we're in a much different place right now in 2021 than we were in June of 2020 with the pandemic, but still a lot of research and looks into COVID infections being done even as we sit here in June of 2021. And this is an interesting study. Tell us the basics of this research, if you could.
Yeah, so, as you just pointed out, COVID is still around. With vaccinations on the rise, things are kind of getting better, but we don't see this going away, mm-hmm. And so we really have to look at how to mitigate the disease and the severity of the disease. So for a lot of people that aren't getting vaccinated, what do they do? What are these countries that are getting hit hard still, what are they doing and what are they supposed to do? Well, we looked at the route of how COVID is getting into the body, meaning we know it enters into the nose and into the mouth area and it hangs out in the saliva. But just like influenza and pneumonia, those diseases really come down. The route is basically the pathway is down the airway, down the windpipe. So we have a radiologist on our team that looked at all of the CT scans, chest x-rays, and seeing none of the same signs that I just mentioned with influenza. But where we do see all of the signs are in the blood vessels of the lungs, meaning it's coming into our body via somehow getting in our bloodstream, traveling through the blood to the lungs. So how does it get to the bloodstream? Well, we look at, we're connecting the dots, and basically we see a lot of the ACE receptors that SARS-CoV-2 attaches to are in the lining of the mouth, in the gums, inside the gums. There was a study that showed that there is SARS inside of the plaque, that white stuff, that little film that's on our teeth. Mm-hmm. And that, so that's what we believe. It's getting into the bloodstream, traveling down the veins of the neck, and going basically straight to the lungs.
So basically it starts in the mouth, and that's an important message for folks that maybe have been putting off dental care, or maybe not just doing a simple thing like brushing, flossing, and rinsing, right?
Yeah. I mean, right now, with this research, with decades right now of the oral systemic connection or the mouth-body connection, we know that there is higher chances of heart attacks and strokes, basically a 2 times higher chance for people with gum disease, diabetes. There's a bacteria that can travel the same pathway I just mentioned and get through the blood-brain barrier and has been linked to Alzheimer's. So lots of different problems in the body actually start in the mouth.
So for the general public listening out there, what should we take away from the study about oral health and its connection to COVID?
Really, now more than ever, you want to go to your dentist. Have them take x-rays. Have them check for bone loss. Gum disease is a silent disease. There's no pain. There's no real nerves in the bone and in the gum. So it can go years before anyone ever knows they have it. So you want to get checked for it. And flossing, you want to floss daily. And the frequency of cleanings is really important. So as you get older, you get less cavities because the bacteria change in the mouth. But the bacteria now, instead of attacking the tooth, they start attacking the gums and bones. It really starts at the age of 35 and takes off. So if you're in your 40s, 50s, and you have the same habits as you had before, let me go once a year, twice a year, you may actually need to go for cleanings, 3-4 times a year.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned with COVID, obviously in the U.S., things looking up, and then that's certainly good. But you mentioned before, it's certainly not going away. And we see the news from across the globe in places like India. And I saw an article, I think, this morning about Africa and their situation with COVID. How can this research about oral health and its connection to COVID, how can that help not just here in the U.S., but abroad, and how this is handled and managed going forward then?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, this is based on this, we understand that the part of the solution is simple, cheap, you know, mouthwashes. If you think that you're, you know, about to contract or around an area that you know, a concert or somewhere that was crowded, you know, you want to basically do a lot of flossing, mouth rinsing, make sure your oral health is clean, because that's where it lives. You know, the reservoir for this virus sits in our mouth and in our saliva, and so and to a lesser extent also in the nose there's some transmission. So also you can do some nasal rinses and that could help as well.
There's another piece of this study, and I thought it was pretty interesting. It talks about the infection rate among dentists and those in the dental profession. Explain that portion of the research too, if you could.
Yeah, so what they was basically realizes that in the field in the beginning was when dentists are drilling, that the aerosol that's created, right, there's like this water being sprayed to prevent, you know, the overheating of drilling on teeth, that water combines with the saliva that's spreading this aerosol throughout the room. And, you know, it could last up in the air for, you know, an hour maybe, and someone walks in afterwards and can get this. So that was the fear in the early months. And so everyone was getting, trying to decontaminate the room and air, you know, ventilate it and all of that. But the actual research is now showing that it's actually really safe in the dental office. So the transmission is really, really low. And the amount of dentists that have gotten COVID are extremely low. So something's going right also in the way that there's protection in the dental office. I don't know if we really fully understand that yet, but it's a great finding.
Yeah, so as you mentioned before, yeah, for people, the main takeaway you mentioned is, you know, people who have not visited their dentist in a while, maybe because of COVID or maybe because they have a fear of going to the dentist, whatever it may be, the research shows that it is safe to go to a dental office, right?
Absolutely safe. And, you know, I understand, you know, that people, it's not their favorite place to be, but it's the most important place to be right now. And especially if you haven't been for a while, it's time to go, because you're not only, you know, going to have better gums and teeth. I think that's like secondary. I think overall health is the most important. You want to boost your immune system. You want to decrease inflammation. If you have gum disease and you get a nice deep cleaning, you can decrease. There's a number in the body. It's called CRP. It's an inflammation score. You can decrease it by a half. So you can lower that, you know, just like you have a blood pressure number, cholesterol number, there's an inflammation number that you can decrease by a half if you have gum disease and get a nice, really deep cleaning. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Dr. Malam, we appreciate your time. If people want to learn more about this study, is there like a website or somewhere they can go to read more about it?
Yes, we have it up on thecovidpathway.com. And there's a link to the article and a video that really that shows the animation of the route.
Awesome. Well, Dr. Malam, thanks so much for your time. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Spencer. Take care.
Dr. Shervin Malam joining us here at KFIZ. He is joining us from Los Angeles, author of a study